The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, that's completely inappropriate.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey, there's one!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for March 1st. Today's the 1st. Yeah. March 1st, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy's, the Taylor of Armors, the Baker of Cookies, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, El Cranjetta!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the new... See, I had to do my wrestling announcer. The new chat channel, because the Guck server, I learned today, most of the Guck channels are hosed completely. The new chat channel is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. So that is Antonia_Bale.OGR, and that's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Before we get going, I'd like to announce that the Incy Wincy Spider is, in fact, going on right now. For Bale Court, South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server under
the Spider.
And I've been asked to remind everyone to leave your manners at the door. Bar fighting is perfectly okay. Later on this evening, Saya's Hammer will be opened up at about an hour. Saya's Hammer. Nettleville Inn on the Antonia Bale server under Saya's Hammer. How are we doing today, Elfman?
Doing good.
Doing good? You out there racing your hovercraft?
Yeah, I've got two from Butcher Block, so I'm moving on. I want to try some of the other courses. I'm here in Lava Storm right now, and I guess Butcher Block is the most hazardous, but Lava Storm needs the most finesse. Now, I'm looking at the rings right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're fairly close together. It's in a looping pattern. It goes up the side of the mountain, back down under me, twist. They're fairly close together, so you got to fly real tight with this. I think I'm going to do good on this course. I'm good at that stuff, but I'm not good at this other stuff where you got to dive and swoop and stuff.
Right, because in the Butcher Block one, you got to dive between rocks and under things, and it's more of an obstacle course.
It's the most challenging, but this one's going to take a lot of finesse, so let's see how finessing I am. Oh, I got to find the guy. He's got out here on the dock somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, just remember, hitting your space bar is not only going to launch you off the ground on your flying mount, but it makes you move up no matter what direction you're facing. So you can be moving forward, hit your space bar, you're going to be moving forward and up at the same time. Same thing with going backwards. You can be going backwards and up at the same time. If you're hitting the space bar, you're moving forward even if you're facing down, like you want to dive bomb.
Yep. Well, I'm controlling. What the hell? I keep falling in the water.
I didn't do it.
I keep controlling my Griffin with my mouse.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to have more control that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like swimming. With the exception of the space bar having you go up, everything else is just like swimming, except a lot faster. So always keep that in mind when you're either on your new flying mounts in Velios, or if you're doing the racing, which is going on for another 5 hours. You can still get in on the racing.
Oh, this is cool. The racers have headlights on them.
Yes. Yep.
Well,
see, I'm one right now.
You may have to be quiet. I may have to be quiet for a minute while I figure this one out.
Yeah. And you don't have to have Velios to do this racing thing. If you want to get in on it, and the rewards are you get some titles, and you get an appearance slot hovercraft, which has propellers on it. So it's not like the discs. It has propellers and a whirling gear and a headlight in front, and it's spewing steam and stuff like that. And you don't have to have Velios right now to participate in that, but it is a flying mount appearance only. So it's not good. So you like can't have your horse and then have this thing in your appearance slot, I don't think. I should try that before I say that. Let me get to the ground here.
My time on this is not going to be good. I got a little confused about where I need to be. And
yeah, well, you'll get used to that thing as you
Yeah, a couple times through. There's a lot of storms out here, so you lose a lot of speed. And then where am I supposed to go?
I don't know. Okay, you can use the hovercraft as an appearance item if you're using a horse as well. So I was wrong about that. But, of course, you can't fly unless you have a flying mount. Okay, let's put my Griffin back in my equipped. So I did get my Frost Griffin this morning.
Cool.
There we go. Yes, for those of you who haven't done the final part where, you know, you have to do some stuff to train your Griffin. And one of them is you hail your Griffin and you can choose to think, oh, you look like you're very hungry. And the thing says you have to go get Brontotherium meat, whatever the heck it is, the big rhinos in Velios. You don't have to kill the Brontotherium for that. You don't have to. You can buy it from the broker, which is what I did. Well, I did it because I killed like 24 of those damn rhinos and not a damn meat dropped. And you don't get it from... And you can also get that from dens.
I had no problem.
You can get it from dens.
I had no problem.
Well, of course you don't have any problem. I'm the only one that ever seemed to have problem. You have to dismount before you can change your mounts. Forgot about that. So let's go back to the Frost. There we go.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to do this while I'm talking. That was a little tricky.
Yeah, I can imagine. So anyway. So I actually got up to the top of Intonica. And I did a panoramic that I'm going to share. Whoop, I need the URL again. Basically, it's tinyurl.com/Intonica. So, here we go. tinyurl.com/Intonica. I did a nice panoramic there. I think it looks nice. I used a program from Microsoft to put them together. What the heck is that called? Microsoft, come on, you little bastards. All programs, scroll down. Microsoft ICE, it was called. ICE, I don't know what ICE stands for, but it's Microsoft ICE. And it automatically put the panoramic together for me, and I think it came out nice. and that's from the top of Antonica.
Nice.
You like that one?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what else we have to do here before we start running through our notes. Let's see here. Insuicy Spider is going on right now. Size Hammers tonight. Do have a death to announce. This is a historic death, actually. Frank Buckles died on the 27th at 110 years old. The last living World War I U.S. veteran. The last veteran from the United States to serve in World War I has died. So that's a historic moment right there, man. All right, enough of the death. Birthdays! We do have a few birthdays this week. Let's see here. From the Legion of Kithacor, Rycina. Her birthday was yesterday or the day before, actually. Also from the Antonia Bell server, Alusha, who is in the Knights of Freeport, I believe, at this point. And very special birthday to announce, the Den Mother! Her birthday is on the 5th. Oh, I'm being told that Tendo was on the 24th. So I missed it last week. Sorry about that. Tendo was on the 24th, so happy birthday. So I think it's time to break out the birthday trolls! So happy birthday to you folks. Tendo, Rycina, Alusha, and of course, everyone's favorite little halfling, Den Mom from EQ2Traders.com. Or EQTraders.com, I should say. Let's see here. And of course, the hovercraft races. I've been told I was wrong. The hovercraft races are going for another day, I suppose.
Oh, that would be nice. I think these
Chromie,
are
great. Yeah, Chromie says it goes away noon tomorrow.
That would be nice.
Noon tomorrow. Oh. All right.
I still only have one night to do them.
Yep.
I think they should bring them back to Tinkerfest. I think they're great.
Whoop! I'm being corrected again. Apparently, that's 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that, let me scroll back up here. Oh, that was central time for noon tomorrow, so.
I'm sure it was the Den Mom's birthday.
According to Facebook, yes. Be on the 5th.
Oh.
Why, is she telling something different?
No, it's coming. Okay.
Yes, coming on the 5th.
On the 5th.
On the 5th day of March, Den Mom was born.
Beware the eyes of March.
Are we going to be invaded by evil eyes? You know, that's something they should have done. Now, there is a world event they could have done.
What? Beware the eyes of March?
Randomly in March, a zone should be completely invaded by evil eyes. Beware the eyes of March.
Yeah?
I think that would be pretty cool.
There
so,
you go, guys.
Folks,
idea.
Sony folks, if you're listening, next March, or hell, March is just starting. I'm sure you can get some GMs together or guides, whatever.
Well, technically, the Eyes of March is March 15th, I believe.
Okay, well, that's, you know, a couple of weeks away.
I believe I'd have to go look at my, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the GMs can manage to pull that together in 2 weeks. The Eyes of March. I don't even know what the hell the Eyes of March is.
like I said, I think it's March 15th, and I don't remember quite all that was involved, but, you know, that was Brutus's warning to Caesar to beware the eyes of March.
Okay, then.
That's all I remember, okay? I'd have to go look stuff up and read again and go, oh, yeah, because I did once. You know, I did look it all up and figured out what it was, but that's now it's slipped my mind.
That's okay. Okay.
Things slip my mind.
Now, I'm not going to go through, and we're going to go step by step, and we're going to analyze Felios, and we're going to pick it apart and see what's wrong and what's... No, we're not going to do that. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to look at... You know, we've been playing in Felios for a week now. What are the really neat things that people need to look for that we found? I'm not talking about walkthroughs. I'm not talking about... You know, of course, you know, the new gear you get just by doing the off-mirror quests, fantastic gear. Some people look at it and go, well, it has no stats, but it has bonuses, which make up for it as far as I'm concerned. Torin's asking me if I'm mocking him. Honestly, I didn't catch your show this week, so I really can't be mocking you. But we're going to look through and... Some of the neat things we're finding in Felios right now. One of the funnier things I think that we found this past week is Umba. The ogre who thinks he's a gnome pirate. Okay,
well, gnome tinker inventor pirate, yes.
Yes, yes. Gnome tinker inventor pirate. And I want to say hello to Solheim on the Fippy Darkpaw server on EverQuest 1, who just hailed us from EQ1. Welcome to the show. But yes, there is an ogre on the Thurgadin docks who thinks he's a gnome pirate. Tinkerer, inventorer. Inventor. He's just funny. The quest is funny. Do it. Let's see here. I do prefer the wolf mount that you can get from the twin dwarves?
No, I need to do that still.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
No, you have to show me where.
Okay, well, there were two dwarves on the Thurgadin dock named Logger and Kegger.
Yeah, I haven't.
And they send you on a quest, and you get a Timberwolf mount, which, as far as I'm concerned, it looks better than the Ice Wolf mount. I mean, the Ice Wolf mount is very nice, don't get me wrong, but it's white. White as white can be. And this Timberwolf one, let me link both of them here. Let's see. Winter Wolf is damn near pure white. There's that one. And the Timberwolf looks more like a Timberwolf. It's gray and white, and the eyes look better as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the White Wolf's eyes are a little funny.
Yeah. You know what? I'm bouncing back looking at the both of them here, and it's really just the coloring. I think it's just the shading with the fur and all that that makes the eyes look different.
Hmm.
They both look rather nice, you know. It's just the timber wolf, as far as I'm concerned, looks more like a real wolf.
I know when you showed it to me, I thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've seen one on running around on a player character too, and I thought, that must be the one you were talking about.
Okay, so
that's definitely a quest we should do.
Yes, that's a nice little quest. It's not hard, and you get a neat looking mount on it. And let me see here the mount. No, I don't want to turn it into a 60% run speed as opposed to the Winter Wolf with just 70. But, you know, use it in your appearance.
Yeah, I was going to say, just use it as an appearance item.
Yeah, use it in your appearance slot. No biggie. And I'll just make a comment on the armor. But, you know, a lot of people take a look at it, there are no stats. Well, you know, it really doesn't have a lot of stats, but it does have bonuses and crit bonuses, potency bonuses, mitigation bonuses. When I first got to Felios, I was getting my ass handed to me. I couldn't fight shit.
Well, you don't have that.
Well, my armor wasn't that bad. It was, you know, it wasn't raid quality. It certainly wasn't raid quality, but it wasn't that bad.
Well, if it's not raid quality,
But I'm telling you, I went and, you know, I had my doubts with the quest armor that you were getting from the Offmir, because it really doesn't have a lot of stats. But I'm telling you, there's not much out there, you know, soloable. I'm not talking about the heroics. I'm talking about, you know, just the regular mobs. There's not much out there that'll get me below 90% at this point. And I'm a ranger. And I'm talking about hand-to-hand combat here.
You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be ranged.
Oh, I know. But what I'm saying is this stuff is better than it looks. That's what I'm saying. And that's my experience with it. Your experience could be different depending on your class or what you're used to as far as armor. But, you know, I had, you know, tier 2 armor from the Void, you know, the Void Shard stuff. I had tier 2 with a few other things mixed in and was getting my ass handed to me.
That's because you were wearing level 80 armor.
I put this stuff on and I'm kicking ass, including the bow. So, give it a shot. Don't throw out your old stuff until you do some tests. You know, go get a log parser. Check your damage per second, stuff like that. But my experience is the scout stuff is damn good.
Well, what it's doing is it's increasing the stats that are beneficial to a scout class. Strength and agility. If you look at your... character info. I noticed this the other day when I was trying to figure out stuff. And, where was it? It was telling me that this is not something that, now I don't know where in the hell I was looking.
I can tell you.
But it was telling me that this is not a stat that's normally for arena for my class.
Really?
Yeah. Let me just examine this piece of equipment. There.
The stuff you should be getting from the Offmir quest should be specific to your class.
Maybe somebody knows where the hell I was looking, but I was running it over and it was telling me different things.
Maybe it was a piece that I didn't get. I don't know. I mean, I've replaced damn near everything, including my
I know what it was. What's I was that? Looking at the items, the adornment thingies that you can buy from quartermasters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running over the top of the stats that each one of those has, and it comes back and it says, you know, this stat is not necessary for your class.
Right, so it'll warn you before you buy it.
Strength was not going to do me any good. So what would do me good is agility and stamina. And I noticed that the pieces of equipment that you're getting from these quests are heavy on the agility and the stamina for the scout class, at least on the scout pieces.
Right.
Which is why you're doing better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. The stuff you're getting is specific to your class, and though it lacks stats, it makes up for it in bonuses. So I like it.
No, it has stats.
Well, very little stats.
What do you mean? Agility and stamina is your stats.
Yes, but when you're getting when you're replacing an item that had agility, agility, strength, stamina, you know, had it across the board, and then you look at this, it doesn't look like you have a lot of stats. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. What else we got here? Wolf mount, ogre. We got that. Is it just me, or are all the Offmir quests meant to tug at the heartstrings?
Nee, nee, nee.
You do one quest, and you're rescuing someone, and then it's not, oh, thank you for rescuing me. No, the whole friggin' Offmir community gathers around you. Thank you so much! Oh, we were so scared! And I can go back to the fishing docks. Right now, and those Offmir are still there sobbing. Thank you
so much
for saving my son.
Fiverr.
Mm-hmm. Fiverr, whatever.
Fiverr.
But yeah, I mean, everything the Off-Mirror does is supposed to be cute and heartfelt.
I know. Guys from Freeport are just going to absolutely hate it.
Oh, yeah. Gnolls, the Frostfang Gnolls are apparently idiots.
No.
We've lived all this long and we don't know how to skin pelts. What? How do you have clothing?
I don't know if I've taught them how to skin pelts.
No,
yet.
No, I don't think you've done that quest yet. You got to go back. You know, the whole thing, the whole feud between the Frostfang Gnolls and the Off-Mirror are the fact that the Off-Mirror are taking care of themselves. They're fishing, they're using their resources, they're doing very well. While the Gnolls, on the other hand, are just falling apart.
Well, you got to remember, they're surrounded by the creatures from the Tower of Frozen Shadow.
Right.
And they're spending 100% of their energies defending themselves. And not... they have very little time to go hunting to feed themselves. That's why they're out there starving. They're stuck between a rock and a hard spot right now.
And then you do some more quests to help them out, and you're actually having to teach them how to do stuff for themselves.
Well, probably because the ones that knew how to do that stuff got killed long ago, and there's been no time to pass on this knowledge.
Yep. And you're doing these quests, and you go back and ask the off. You know, the Frostfang Gnolls are very proud. They don't want to ask for help, which is why they've been starving all this time. And you do these quests, and you go back to the Off-Mirror. Look, the Gnolls are starving. They're, you know, they're all this stuff. Can you help out? And the Off-Mirror are like, what? We had no idea. And you do these quests. You bring the Off-Mirror over there. And now I go, you know, you don't see it because you haven't done the quest yet. But I go over there and I'm seeing Off-Mirror all over the camp, helping them, teaching them. We got to help our neighbors out here is what the Off-Mirror are doing. And it's good. It's just... how the Gnolls last this long and not learn how to skin pelts. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Well, you've got to figure it since the upheaval.
Yeah.
Before that time, they probably were doing okay. Yeah. I don't know. Were they always starving out there?
I don't remember. I mean,
out there. They were fishing. They were fishing a lot, remember?
Yeah.
But you brought up a really good point, and one thing I just absolutely love about this new expansion is how we affect the world. And it stays that way. I mean, that we helped...
from our point of view, that is.
Yeah. When you do the quest, you see a change in the world, and it stays there. I mean, the new speaker to Lodi is there. Mm-hmm. You see the Gnolls being helped by the Off-Mirror. You've done that. We did the part of the Cauldane Ring quest, and the little blanket is still out there that I put down. I see that still. It didn't go away. So what I feel like I'm actually more a part of the game.
Yes.
What I do is affecting it. It isn't just going, doing the quest, and saying, oh, thank you for saving us. And you come back around, and the same guy there is there, you know, wanting the same thing again by somebody else, and nothing has changed.
Right, but... and like you're saying, now it's not like that. Now you go back and it's like, hey, how you doing? Thanks for helping out. You know?
Oh, yeah. I like the fact that when you go through, you affect the world.
Right.
From your perspective, at least.
New people going to the island are only going to see one memorial.
Right.
Those of us who have done the Off-Mirror quest will now see two memorials.
Well, this started, I believe, this started in the last expansion when they had Stonebrunt Mountains. And when you got to the Panda Camp, you did things in the Panda Camp, and it changed the Panda Camp. I mean, you helped put up a memorial there of a panda bear. Mm-hmm. Before it wasn't there. It's still there now. And I'm sure there's some other things.
Right.
But I really am getting a kick out of it. So I feel like I'm actually doing something for the world that I'm playing in.
Mm-hmm.
My little tune is actually doing something. So, yeah, I love it. I love that to pieces. And I'm really enjoying these public events. I mean, I think there's a little speculation as to if you're supposed to be grouped up or not, or it's just the amount of people in the area. Well, supposedly, if there's more there, you get a better chest drop. So far, I haven't gotten anything spectacular, just things I can transmute. I did see one little thing get picked up by another person, and I'm not sure how the stuff gets divided. I mean, I always get a little pouch of money, and I get a vibrating chest or something like that, and I have choices.
Wait. You get a vibrator out of this?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to say it's a vibrating chest or something like
that.
Okay. And, but everything in it has been stuff that you could transmute or it'll give you AA experience so far.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there's little chests out there that give you pieces of armor.
I don't know. I haven't participated in that event yet.
And then afterwards, there's little sparklies on the ground you can pick up.
Oh, yes. There are a lot of collections going on.
Yeah. Well, it's only done. They only show up right after the ring events. After the public events, yes.
Oh.
So you have to partake at the public event, and then, you know, you pick up the little, I think they're green.
But there are other collectible items out there.
Oh, there's all sorts of collectibles. Den Mom calls them, they're not glowies, they're gloomies. Says they're gray. They're not sparkly. They're gray. Gloomy. They're gloomies.
Nice.
And supposedly there's other collectibles that you can only get from Griffin mounts when you're on your Griffin. And I guess they're blue. I haven't seen any yet.
No, I haven't seen any. Well, then again, I just got my Griffin this morning. I haven't. I actually haven't been back to Velio since I got the mount, because I've been checking out some of the old zones from a bird's eye view.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing I did was Buzz Antonica. I got to Buzz Antonica. I really like the fact that, you know, I couldn't fly into Kinos, but I could see the town of North Kinos in there with the buildings and the monument.
Well,
and
not all. I mean, I'm above Kinos right now, or, you know, as far as I can get, that is. But you know what I'm noticing?
What?
There is a bubble. The zone seems to be, you know, the airspace seems to be a bubble. As you approach the city, you can go, you're going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. It's not just a solid wall.
No, they've already said that they were going to slant the geometry. So when you start getting close to a zone point, mm-hmm. it will force you down to where you're supposed to go in normally, like the doors.
Right. And just so people know, they're serious about that. You cannot click a door if you're flying. I've tried. You go up to the door. If you're just 2 feet off the ground, nope, you can't click that door. You want to go in the Kinos? You got to be on the ground. So.
Yeah, and I can't invis when I'm flying, but I can invis and then fly.
Right.
I cannot cancel invis while I'm flying, though. I cannot gate while I'm flying. I have not tried escaped yet.
No, you can't do anything while you're flying. It's just like being on a Griffin. One of the original Griffins. You can't do anything while you're actually flying. But while you're up in the air, you can dismount and then hit escape.
How do you do? Oh, killing the mount.
Yeah, kill the mount. You dismount. Don't kill your mount.
You dismiss the mount.
Dismiss the mount.
Okay.
And then you can hit escape before you hit the ground.
I wish you'd have a contest.
Want to see how close people can get?
Yeah, you'll have to do it in the guild hall.
Well, yeah, but how are we going to gauge that? I mean,
well, what you do is you put everybody, you get a platform way the frig up there. Okay? And you have everybody line up with the Griffins, and you have them float above this platform. And then, when it's time, remove the platform. They're hovering there. And have somebody on the ground down below. Okay?
Well,
and, you know, those who die don't make the, but those that, that end up, escaping, where would they escape to?
In the guild hall, they would go back to the castle.
Okay, have somebody positioned at the castle. And whoever gates back first
to go hover above Freeport and see what I can see. Not much, actually. You can see a lot more in
you know, if you had a person on the ground, you'd probably be able to see the person before gating before they hit the ground. Probably. So you could see, you know, whoever got closest to the ground and gated safely. I think it'd work.
Maybe. All right, so let's see here. I think we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a music break. We're going to be back. I have lots of notes still, but I want to start taking more frequent music breaks so we don't run out of stuff. That sound good to you?
Sounds fine.
All right, we're going to take a music break. We're going to be right back. And we have returned.
From where?
From the beyond. Beyond.
Pow. That's so unfair. You get to play with all the toys.
Of course I do, because I'm the Jethel. And I know how to use them. Anyway.
Never share.
Oh, well. All right. Let's see here. You had something you wanted to do?
Oh, I could.
You could? You got it ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
It is time once again for Narathian News! Give it a second there, hon.
Velius in the news. Reports have been coming in from the shores of Icy Fingers that Lodi, the great sea turtle, is not feeling well. The new Othmir speaker, Osh, says that Lodi has been quite sick, even though he has had many adventurers trying to figure out a cure for him. The other Othmir in the village have been quick to make use of the excess chunks poor old Lodi has been spewing.
Oh, God.
They've been doing a brisk business with the trolls of Freeport, who find the smelly chunks to be quite a delicacy, but then again, trolls will eat anything.
Oh, God.
Speaking of the Othmir speaker, old Picnic? Picnic? Pip? Pip? Kick?
Picnic.
Okay. Has passed on the torch to Osh to carry on as speaker for Lodi, after doing so for over 100 years. He's really tired of talking to that turtle, I guess.
Apparently.
Picket went to be with Praxis, the whole village gathered around a funeral pyre to remember and honor him. Many adventurers also gathered and helped erect a memorial in his honor. You need to watch your, you need to watch your step in and around the Great Divide as adventurers and craftsmen alike embark on the training of baby griffin training. From playing fetch to teaching griffins to dance, it's a daily chore for those who have taken on such an endeavor. For those who have purchased the, collector's edition of the new lands can find the egg in their claim box, but those who do not have that special egg can still talk to Billy in the Gothmar village to start the adventure line, while others who craft can visit some guy named Igget, A-G-G-I Stonefist, in Thurgagin to do the tasks he needs in exchange for their egg.
If I could just interject on that, anyone who wants to find out about the different quests, I did have a article up at kithacore.org, which will tell you who to go to see and what to do.
You always interrupt me. Let's see. There are also griffin mounts one can have by... Okay, there's also griffin mounts that one can get There's also griffin mounts one can have a shot at looting when they're off raiding with their friends. I think there's like two of them. So everyone could at least own at least two different griffins with a bit of work, while others could own at least four. So get your training on and get flying. Let's see. Commotion broke out in the Othmar fishing village as one of the fishing rafts broke apart and those aboard were attacked by sharks. One young Othmar, Fiver, who was thought lost at sea until one of the adventurers found the poor lad unconscious and hauled his little body to shore. The shaman were sent for while the adventurers ran and gathered items to find to help with a cure. And luckily, little Fiver pulled through and his mother was grateful for the quick action of the adventurers. Let's see, one last thing in the news. A warning issued was released today by the dwarfs of Thurgigan, warning those who are arriving at the harbor to steer clear of a crafting tables located by Umba, the local ogre gnome inventor. It seems that many of his newly created contraptions are very unstable. So far, two unnamed adventurers, three harbor workers have been injured in the explosions. There you go.
Thank you very much for that. Norathian news.
Anytime.
All right, so let's see here.
Hot from Velius. Hot, get it, Velius?
Hot from Velius. Next.
What?
All right, let's get back to the notes here. Anyone else find it interesting that they replaced Tismax with the Goatmen?
No, they're still Tismix.
No, Tismax are yaks. Goatmen are goats.
Yeah. And they're still Tismix. They're still yak guys out. I mean, they're...
Where? I didn't see any.
They're out there. Would you like to visit the village? I went through their cave the other day.
Did you? I yes. didn't see it.
Yes. There's Tismix.
Oh, all right. I was about to ask what Sony had against yaks. Okay, Torin is saying that Tismax have the Minotaur model, so they didn't make...
They did not make new Tismax models.
Right. Well, the Tismax in Old World were sort of Minotaur-looking things.
Hmm.
That's what they reminded me of.
Alright.
If I remember right, they weren't too friendly back then.
No. Not at all.
I will report they are a lot friendlier this time.
Alright. Since we have Domino listening, let's say something about the Coldane rings. Is that shiny thing above your head supposed to be there, or is that a glitch somehow? There's like a little up arrow up by my head.
It's really a marker.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got the ring. Get him!
He's got the ring. Oh, Torn is saying it's finished. Let me get off my mount here and get off my mount.
It's finished?
It's fixed, that is.
Oh.
Oh, it is fixed. All right. So the that marker is now at your fingers instead of above your head now. Okay, it's fixed. Never mind.
Never mind.
I will say that the... the distance you can travel vertically with your griffins seems to vary from zone to zone. I just bounced around the map a little bit. Let's see. Island of Mara, you get a fair distance up. That's not too bad. Greater Faedar, you can just barely get over the acorns. You know, the top houses. You can just barely get over those. So I guess they don't want you to go above the canopy on that?
It's probably just depends how much of the outer zone graphics is there. I mean, if
true.
There's nothing to see when you zone up that far, why zone up?
And if you want to see just how small the Frostfang Sea really is as a zone, that's got to be the highest vertical climb I've ever been able to do, with the exception of the Guild Hall. Since we've broken out of the Guild Hall, Truefly said he climbed up for 10 minutes to the point where he couldn't see the ground anymore. But
didn't he jump from the Griffin up there and did like 4,000,000 points of damage?
I have
to
no
himself?
Idea.
It was just this humongous number. Yeah, I asked him if he left a crater.
Yeah, but in Frostfang Sea, You can go to the docks, just hit your space bar, and just climb all the way up. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed because they've never been far enough away. But the glacier at the Frostfang Scene docks goes straight up for about a half mile. And you can get right on top of it. Just about 10 feet above that is where the break is. And you look around and you can see the perfect circle that is the confines of the zone. But you can't get to all of it. There is actually a glacier out way out there. You can't really see it from shore, but you can see it up from the air. You can't get to it. I don't know why it's there.
Just to make you ask questions.
I guess so. I mean, I was like, hey, there's a glacier over there. I wonder what that is. And do-do-do-do-do-do-do, flying, boom, I hit a wall. Well, why is that glacier there if I can't get to it? You can't see it from shore.
One word, ambience.
I guess. I'm in Everfrost right now. Vertical height on this zone, not that great. You know, if you go over to where the instances are, you know, you go down that little cave, the daily instance, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That area right there where the lizards are, you can't get over the mountains there. You stop before that. So there's really not a whole lot of flying around. Oh, okay. Domino is saying that glacier is where the Ratongas keep their enormous stores of cheese.
That's why they don't want you over there.
Gotcha. But yeah, yeah, Everfrost, vertical, the vertical height here, not that great. Nothing.
Snow. What else are you gonna see?
Well, it would be nice to get over the mountain so I don't have to go. So I don't have to go through the paths to get from one point of the zone to the other. I mean, that's kind of what the Griffins were going to be cool about. I don't have to follow a path. Why are you doing Everfrost?
Well, they might change those.
Yeah. Maybe it's a work in progress. I don't know. But, you know, it is old world. You know, what do you expect?
Old world.
Old world. Nobody knows Griffins I've seen.
Or the Griffin poo. There's lots of Griffin poo.
I'm liking this. Domino's like, that's where the Ratongas store their enormous stores of cheese. Isia, it's like, why did you tell them that? And then Domino replies, misdirection. If they think the cheese is there, they won't really find the real stores of cheese. I love the server sometimes, you know that?
We're quickly.
So yeah, I'm going from zone to zone and seeing what I can see on the Griffin now. You know, as I posted the link to that panoramic I did. I also want to do one of the common lands, but you can't get up as high in the common lands as you can in Tonica for some reason. So let's see. Wouldn't do any good to go to Nariak because that's underground. I can check out Mad Jewel. I wouldn't be able to fly in the city.
Why?
Because there's no flying in the city. I can try it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to fly with him, Mad Jewel.
Why is there no flying in the city?
You can't fly in city limits. If you zone into Kinos, you cannot fly.
What?
You can't.
Well, they don't want people perching on top of buildings, I guess.
Well, perching on top of buildings, you don't want them to go over to the castle where really it's not finished.
Shh. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say they don't want you going over to the castle to bother the queen.
Nope. Cannot fly in Mad Jewel. So you're not going to be able to see the city. See, what else do I have on my maps here? Neat things. Nick Pick was the name of the...
Nick Pick.
Nick Pick. Probably the saddest ending to a quest ever.
Think so, when he went to Praxis?
Yep, he had to go out and find his replacement, and then...
His nephew.
And then he passed on his powers to being the voice of the speaker to Lodazel, to his nephew, and then he just went away.
I think it was well done.
Oh, it was very well done. I'm just saying, it's a depressing quest.
I thought you liked those things.
Oh, I do, but I'm saying it's a depressing quest. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm like, this is cool. He went away. But, you know, it is a depressing quest. He Jedi vanished. Yes, Uriel says he Jedi. He pulled a Jedi.
Yeah.
And was it me, or does he look like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit, yeah.
I was really expecting his last words to be, "Cowabunga." No! Shredder, no!
Well, like, he's going to be riding the big wave with Praxis.
Yeah.
So he probably could have got away with saying, "Cowabunga!"
Oh, boy.
He's too old for that stuff.
All right, for people that I'm really... I'm sorry, not... Splinter! Splinter, not Shredder, I'm sorry. Shredder was the bad guy.
You were upsetting people, weren't you?
I'm sorry. My mistake. Splinter. Splinter. So, yeah, he wasn't Shredder and then turned into Super Shredder. Played by Kevin Nash, professional wrestler. Anyway.
Both words starting in S.
What?
Both words starting in S.
Yes.
You're close.
Now, Uriel's telling me to get another cup of coffee. No, I don't do coffee. I do jelly beans.
He's been smooching and smacking nom, 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 jelly beans in my ear.
It's jelly bean season!
I'm serious. It's like...
It's springtime, and jelly beans are in season.
Do they ever not go in? I mean, I thought it was like a year-round harvest, okay? When is it not time for jelly beans?
There is never a bad time for jelly beans. They go with everything. Weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs.
Funerals?
They have black jelly beans.
You're sitting there crying. Ah! Ah! Oh!
I was kind of like that. Remember that Rotunga that
yes,
was in?
Yes.
We had it. We had a Rotunga in the while we were in Legacy of Honor. I pulled a prank on her. She was kind of gullible.
Yeah.
I did a little ventriloquism on an onion, and I made her believe that the onion was actually a paladin in disguise. So it was Sir Onion. And then one day we, a wolf or something like that, got a hold of the onion, and she was sobbing. She was like, "Oh, my poor little onion! Oh, my poor... Nom, 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 nom. Oh, my onion! Oh, he was so brave!" That was just funny as all hell. Okay, for those of you who got the portraits...
I haven't put mine up yet.
Remember, they are portals. So whatever you see in the portrait is where you're going to be going.
And there's a question about this?
If you right-click and look or gaze into the portrait. So you can go visit the Awakening Lands, Thurgadin, the Off-Mir. Oh, God, what's the last one?
I don't know. I haven't put them up.
And they're house only, not for guild halls. Alright. Coldain Ring event, we already covered that. It's pretty cool. Oh, pardon me. Coldain Ring event, pretty cool so far.
You haven't done it yet.
I have the Platinum Ring.
That's different. That is the Coldain Ring quest.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well,
I'm sorry, I have the gold ring, not the Platinum Ring. By the way,
there's a difference because there is a the Coldain Ring War event, okay, which is the public event that I was telling you about.
Right, that is the Coldain War Ring event.
Right.
I'm talking about the Coldain Ring.
Well, you said the ring event. I was like, no.
Anyway, the gold Coldain Ring, very nice. Let me just ask something since Domino is still listening. Domino, my dear, who the hell came up with that damn boss mob on the first floor of the Tower of Frozen Shadow? Oh my god! Zelgadi, whatever the hell his name is?
Well, before.
We got a decent group together. Like, okay, kill this, kill this, kill this. We're dying a little bit, but it's alright. We're going to keep going. We're pushing through. We're going, we're killing things left and right. All of a sudden, we get to Zelgadi. Boom! We're all dead within a second. What the hell was that? That mom is ridiculously overdone.
He blurs. And yeah, we did pretty good getting... We cleared everything up to him, and then we just could not get him. He just... Memblered too much, and it was just out of control, and oh my god, yeah.
That was, it was painful to even watch. You just, there's no point in even attacking. Just, you know, the third time you went through, it's like, really? You're really gonna try it again? Actually, you know, the third time we did it, we just wanted to see if we can get past him to click the mirror. And see what happens.
Click on the mirror without him. First.
And yeah, well, you can click on the mirror, but the only thing it asks you is, do you want to go to the first floor or do you want to leave?
Yeah, because you don't have access.
Right. You kill him, you get the key to go to the next floor. But oh my god! I mean, I've got a couple quests here, and unless I really team up with raiding people, I'm never going to get them done. Like, I can't continue with the Coldain Ring.
Well, I heard that there was some bugs in the Tower of Frozen Shadow.
Maybe he's one of them.
A chance to revisit it. And you've got a little bit better gear. And didn't you do the Tower of Frozen Shadow in EverQuest?
Yes.
Well, then you know that the key mobs for the next level are always the worst.
Well, yeah, but not like... Okay, let's say the rest of the mobs were a bunch of Bixies.
Oh, come on. You're just whining.
And then we're going into the next room to fight Inaruk. What the fuck was that about? Why did Inaruk have all these Bixies working for them? Are the Bixies filled with hate? If so, is their honey even more delicious? These are things we want to know. How does Jethel think of this shit? We don't know. You just come along for the ride, folks. I'm like... I can't believe I'm going to make this... This comparison, I am like the Glenn Beck of EverQuest.
Oh, God.
I've got a chalkboard right next to me, and I'm going to make all these accusations. And because I'm writing them on a chalkboard, it's true.
As long as you're not a Michael Cole.
Oh, God, Michael Cole needs to get shot. I'm telling you, I'm waiting to be watching WWE Raw and just see a little red dot appear on his forehead.
Somebody might want to take him out.
I mean, a few years ago, I was going on and on about how Randy Orton needs to get hit by a bus. They have topped that level of hatred. And Michael Cole, who is nothing but a ring announcer, needs to be shot.
Well, the thing is, he's obnoxious enough and irritating enough that it's no longer entertainment. I don't watch entertainment to get mad at somebody because they're stupid.
We turned it off yesterday.
We turned it off. And we will continue to turn it off every time that level of stupidity starts coming up. It's just ridiculous.
Matter of fact, I may not...
I am so sick of the same storyline of, okay, we'll just play dirty, you know, and it's like, seriously? This is all you guys can come up with? Day in and day out, yeah, we'll challenge him to a... We'll accept his challenge to a thing, but we're going to play dirty. It's, why watch? Why even bother watching at that point? Because it's already set up to be a dirty, you know... Gang?
We're not getting WrestleMania at this point. I can't see spending the money on it. We know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen with Undertaker and Triple H, though.
That is the only match I actually want to see, but I'm not going to pay $50 to see it.
Yeah, I know.
Uriel has the question, who's been on OGR the longest? You mean host or show? If you're talking about host, that would be Leone, who does the Ravecast on Fridays. Leone and Lux, because they started the, you know, they started it. And then I would come in third place. There is Monty, but he really doesn't do shows anymore.
He's on and off again, I think, you know.
Well, he was doing a show for Warhammer for a while, and I've seen the download statistics, and he blew everyone away.
I don't know why he stopped.
I mean, you know, I look at the statistics for our downloads, and it's like, you know, the EQ Tuesday. EQ Tuesday got so many, you know, a couple thousand or whatever. I got a couple thousand. And then, you know, the Warhammer show that he was doing, you know, 15, 20,000. It's like, why did you stop? He had a hit.
I know.
I don't know. But, you know, it's him. You know, he has a new job. He probably just doesn't have the time for it anymore. But anyway. What else do I have in my notes here? You know what? Let's go ahead and take another break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I still have a few more notes. Who knows? We may actually end up with a full show. I know!
Shock and awe!
Really? Ariel wants to know how we pull those numbers. I will, I'll tell Torin how to look for those numbers. I'm not going to say so over the air. Okay, music break! Let's see here. What is there left to talk about this week? Let me see.
The fair is in Nariac City, isn't it?
That's right. The traveling fair is in Nectulus, just outside of Nariac. Make sure to go on by and check out that new door. Actually, let me get a link for that door. And I'll link it in the channel here. I like it. I think it looks really nice, actually. So let's see. Come on. Anytime now. Okay. Dark Light. I'm sorry, not Nectulus. Dark Light Woods. And there's that door. I think it looks nice. The ornate Nariac door. Pretty nice. So that's that. What else do I have in my notes here? Things that I thought were cool. You can become a pirate. You yourself can join the Gnomish Pirates.
Yar.
Yay. Yep, you can do that on the docks. Actually, I believe you need to finish a set of quests first.
The one about the ship.
Right, you got to build Ice Pick first. Yes, instead of Icebreaker, it's Ice Pick, yeah. But yeah, you can become a pirate, get your own little outfit. And while Domino's listening, maybe she can pass this along to whoever is in control of these things.
I told you, you just probably need to petition.
Well, you know, I'm going to bring it up to her anyway.
Why? She's not the fix-em person.
She's my go-to girl! Anyway, or maybe they don't know about it. So here we go. You can get a pirate outfit by doing this quest. But, okay, it's heirloom, no trade, no value, blah, 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 blah.
In the crate.
In the crate. So I decided, you know what? Cheese It would make a really cute pirate. So I heirloomed it to Cheese It. Cheese It claimed it. The items in the crate require a level of 80. means Cheez-It, who is at level 20-something, cannot use it. And now the... the pirate outfit is pretty much trash, because I can't give it back to Jethel, because the individual items are not heirloom.
Sorry.
Well, it's not like I would use it on Jethel anyway. But yeah, now Elquin and I both have the title of Gnomish Pirate.
I would think that the items inside the crate would also be heirloom.
Yeah.
Once opened, they're not heirloom.
Yeah. Domino says it might be a bug. She'll mention it to G-Ninja, who she believes made the questline.
So, still say you need to petition it.
So I'm still going around seeing what kind of vertical lift I can get in different zones. And I was able to get on top of the Tower of Frozen Shadow. And I'm still going up. Oh, wait. I think I've reached my limit. Yep, I've now reached the vertical limit in Great Divide. I was kind of hoping... I don't know what this area is over here. If you go to the east side of Great Divide and look up, you'll see some kind of a structure, some kind of towers on the opposite end of Thurgadin. I kind of wanted to see what that was, but apparently I can't get above it. But I'm going to fly over there and see if I can at least see what it is, because it looks like it might be level to the ground it's attached to. And I want to remind everyone, the Sias Hammer is now open. Nettleville Inn on the Antonia Bell server. Go over there and look for Sias Hammer. That's P-S-I-A Hammer. They're open. And you know what I recommend you to Sia? Since she has it started as a Kara bar. It was meant for just Karas. I told her what she needs to do now that people actually have these off-mirror disguises.
Yeah.
From the launch day stuff, she ought to have an off-mirror night.
That would be fun.
That would be cool. Just go on into Sia's Hammer. It's just filled with off-mirror. That would be awesome.
And that was one of the gifts of the 12 days of Rebellious, I believe.
Yes, that was the first day.
Which was excellent.
That was the first day.
It's not, you know, there's what? How many charges to it?
50.
And they're permanent to you.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and announce that. Sia just said, off-mirror drink for free at Sia's Hammer.
Starting when?
Now.
Wow.
So if you're role-playing in off-mirror, by all means, I mean, I have, 49 charges left on this thing?
That would be so cute.
It would be cute. Just,
if you play it off mirror correctly, it'd be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to be able to get near these towers up here. I don't know what it is.
It's you, hon. They just don't want you up there.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No.
Of course, EQT... Of course, the area is so new, EQ2 Maps really doesn't have anything on it yet. Any points of interest. So I don't know what this thing is.
What thing?
The thing I'm trying to fly to. Wait a minute, I'm zoning. Why am I zoning? I'm going
You're
into Eastern Wastes.
Flying into Eastern Wastes.
Oh, well. Okay then. I don't know these things.
Yeah, when you started
and I'm
to
falling.
See that, I thought...
Now I'm falling. Nope, okay, yep. Okay. Griffin popped back up. Oh, God.
Well, because you're supposed to take a normal Griffin over.
Well, it's actually nice to be able to report that you can cross a zone line on a Griffin.
At least that one.
At least this one. Now, let's see. Can I approach this thing now?
Climbing up. Just gotta get used to the fact there's gonna be still some places you can't get to.
No, I must get everywhere. I must.
No, you must.
I must.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No.
You love it when I do that voice, too.
Well, yeah.
Wipe them out. All of them.
Do a little emperor action there.
I noticed that some of the fastest times in Butcher Block are like 62 seconds. And,
wow, that's pretty quick.
And Latesh or True Flight was one that came in at 64 seconds.
Wow.
It's like, I couldn't get any better than 82. I'm up here in Tangleborus
Tenebris.
Yeah, Tenebris Tangle.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, I came in at, and this is the long, the long one. Okay, it goes all over the place, which is kind of cool. You can fly all over the place up here, by the way. I think I came in at 100 and something seconds. Let's see. Look at the board. What did I come in at?
I think my fastest time was only like 84 seconds, something like that.
163 seconds for the Tangle Bar. TT. Let's see what the... First place, 102 seconds. Gliding Star. 102 seconds to beat in TT. I didn't look at Lava Storm when I was there. I should have. But, yeah, I've got two of these things so far, and they're nice. Let's see. I have a red one, and I have a dark one.
Oh, the hovercraft?
Mm-hmm.
I have the dark one. That's about it.
I'm getting them more for the fact to add to my mount count.
Right. Now, if anyone can answer me what in the world this structure is, it is on... It's an eastern waste. It's got three towers or pillars or however you want to say it. And it's overlooking the Awakening Land.
I want to say
that. Oh, maybe it's Kale.
Right. That's Kale.
It's got to be Kale.
Kale Drakel.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
You can't fly up there, but if you're on the ground, you can go get up to the base.
Yeah.
I was at the base. I snuck up there. What I want to know is that area that you see with these glowing type crystal shaft buildings coming up that's all hot over there. What the hell was hot in Gallius? You know what
they're looking at. Nothing that I can think of.
You'll see them. They're off to you if you're.
I see them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any. And there's
Skyfire.
No, Skyfire was back off of that was Kunark.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying Sky Shrine. Sorry.
Sky Shrine was not hot.
Now see, this is not where I expected. Kale to be. Now, they're saying it was Drunder. What is Drunder? I don't know what Drunder is compared to EQ1.
I don't remember either.
But I'm looking at the Awakening Lands down below me. Most of it is flooded, by the way. But I see an entrance down there. That would be Kale. That would be Kale Draco. I don't know what this thing is that I'm on top of. I mean, directly across from Kale Draco in EQ1 was Sky Shrine.
No.
Yes, you came out of Kale and you went directly across the Awakening Lands, going past the Plane of Growth was Sky Shrine.
I found the Awakening Lands the other night.
Right.
Not much left of it.
No, not really. I mean, there's Kale, there's the Tree of Life, or, you know, the... What probably will be the entrance to the Shard of Growth if they release that?
That does not look like a Tree of Life right now.
Well, it's corrupted or whatever.
Yeah, it's red and glowy.
But if you kept on going, Sky Shrine was on the other side, and that's about where I am. So So I'm thinking this might be Sky Shrub, but they're calling it Drunder. I don't know.
I don't remember anything of that.
I don't know.
And I have... Have you found... what's the zone with the with crystal spiders and it was slippery as all get out?
Oh, Velcator.
Yeah, I haven't found Velcator. Maybe that one's not open.
But I understand Lord Bob is still there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw Lord Bob, and then Dom, whatever the hell his name was. The incredibly unpronounceable name, Bob.
They had to reset him.
Yeah, I saw him mentioned on Facebook. Something about it. So he's there.
Bob.
Oh, okay, they're saying that that's now Kratok's Fortress of the Rhyme.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't found it yet.
I haven't seen it either. But, you know, one day I will. But, yeah, I'm overlooking the Wakening Lands right now on top of this thing.
Big, tall, glowing red tree thing?
No, I'm on the... below those towers I was talking about, below them is, like, a balcony. I'm on the balcony. That's as far as I can get.
Hmm.
But I... don't know what this is. I mean, it could be Sky Shrine. It could be... Oh, wait. If you went through Sky Shrine and went out the other side to where all the Wavernes were and stuff, what was that, Cobalt Scar? I'm going to have to go to some of the EQ1 map places here.
Let's
see.
And I
mean,
how do you go through Cobalt Scar?
Let me see. EQAtlas.com. Is host. Wow, okay. Yeah, wow. EQAtlas.com is hosed. Completely hosed.
What do you mean, it's gone?
No, I mean, it's fucked up. They need to fix it.
I threw all my maps. I still had a book of printed maps for EverQuest at one point. I don't remember. It's been so long, but I know in order to get out to... Maybe it was Cobalt Scar, because then for Cobalt Scar, you had to go through a tunnel underwater, and that would put you out in the... Western Wastes.
Right, and then the Offmere were down by the beach, and the Wavernes were up on top.
Yeah, in Cobalt Scar.
I think that's where I am now.
I don't know. I thought it was amazing that I found the original entrance to the Dwarf City. There had been underneath the waterfall, and what was left of the Worm Cave.
Mm-hmm.
I kept looking around for the Brood Mother. I'm wondering if she still spawns.
I don't know.
But the cave is gone. I mean, it's all
melted
away. But the river's still there.
Right.
And at one time, at the end of that river, was the entrance to the Plain of Mischief.
Right, that was on the southernmost part of it or something like that?
Well, I know they moved it inside the cave, down in the water down there somewhere, yeah. If I remember right. But it's been like over 500 years, so my mind's a little fuzzy. But it's kind of nice to find locations you go, oh, yeah, okay. I kind of remember where this was in EverQuest. I don't know what there is to it, but it's a little piece of home.
Right. Okay, so I'm looking up stuff here. Let's see, so.
So.
Alright, Sky Shrine is outdoors.
Sky Shrine?
I'm looking at the match. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm at Eastern Waste. And from Eastern Waste, go to Kaldrakel.
Yeah,
it goes to Kaldrakel. Alright, click on Kaldrakel. Kaldrakel was Eastern Waste or the Wakening Lands.
Wakening Lands. I might have changed something, but it was Wakening Lands.
So go to Wakening Lands. and from Wakening Land, Sky Shrine or the Plane of Growth. So we go to Sky Shrine.
Right.
And I'm and I'm looking at a picture of the tower I'm on right now. So this is Sky Shrine. And then there's Cobalt Scar. No, wait. Continue on. Cobalt Scar. Okay, Cobalt Scar, I think, is where I am now. Big tower.
Yeah, big tower there yeah. And there was a,
The underwater area you went through was Siren's Grotto.
Mm-hmm. And that took you out to Western Wastes.
Right. Okay, so I think...
And wasn't out in Western Wastes the, oh, God. The Boneyard.
The Necropolis.
Yes, wasn't that out there too?
That was in Western Wastes.
Right. Okay, I remember us fighting out there one time.
Right. So I think, you know, unless they built this in the last 500 years, I'm on that tower in Cobalt Scar. I think. I don't know.
Could be. What used to be Cobalt Scar.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's overlooking the common. It's overlooking the Wakening Lands, and I can see the entrance to Kaldraco on the other side.
Good possibility, because that would have been all kind of torn up and destroyed.
I don't know. Who knows?
But the Wakening Lands is like very small little patch.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It's no bigger than the Baubleshire.
That's about it.
So, who knows? I mean, the folks at Sony certainly haven't really kept to the maps very closely from EQ1, so can't expect them to all be the same.
It is pretty good.
Well, yeah, for the most part, but there are certain, you know, things that are missing and whatnot. But, you know.
We also, Matt, you figure things got, you know, torn apart and upheaved. And, and then they go back to the fact that this is not really...
This is not really a continuation from EverQuest 1. So, always got to keep that in mind.
Right. But, like I said, I was thrilled to find the front door to the Coldain City. That you used to get to under the waterfall. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. And it's there. You can get to it from the... from the inside of the city, too.
Because one of the quests that you do, you know, you go around and you talk to different people in the Coldain City, and, you know, I heard one mention something about they have now two entrances, and I'm thinking, what? Two entrances? It was only used to be just one. And I'm thinking, where's the other one? And I found it, and I was like, oh,
yep.
Okay, that makes sense, and that's why the Dane's Last Stand is out there and everything else, and that makes a whole lot of sense now.
Yep. And now I am in that burning big tree right in the center of the fire.
Are you getting damage?
No, not at all.
I noticed that if you stand in the fire pits...
Yeah, you get damage from fire now.
Yeah, it's about time. Couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. Oh, my butt's in the friggin' fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was off for a long time.
Well, I'm glad it's back. That way people aren't standing in the middle of a pit.
Yeah.
Fire pit. La la la.
Let's see here. Ah! I can't go invisible on a mount.
No.
There are giants coming.
Well, you need to park Viz and then fly again. That's okay. What I...
Well, it looks like you can't go into the back entrance of Kaldraco anyway. The door is not clickable. So there's that. Hello, giants! I'm going to have my griffin pee on them.
Oh, God, I thought you didn't do potty humor. And you just did. You heard it, folks.
At least it wasn't a poop joke.
What, like griffin poo?
Yeah. Okay, what do I got left in my notes here? I like the way we're staggering the music. It actually gives us more, Oh, there's a quest I don't think you've done yet. Back in the off-mirror fishing area where we rescued the kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's another kid off-mirror out there, a young off-mirror, who claims to have seen a monster and wants you to go find the monster and slay the monster. Oh, it's got big old feet. It must be an Ulthorc. I've heard of Ulthorc. It must be an Ulthorc because it had webbed feet.
Oh.
Come to find out, it was a Frogluck.
Oh, God.
Well, the Offmere have never seen Frogluck.
That's one thing that I have not seen.
What?
Is those big tucks, guys that look
Ulthorcs.
Like horses. Yeah.
Ulthorcs. No, have not seen them.
No.
And according to the Offmere, you know, because doing this monster quest, you find that it apparently the Ulthorc have gone extinct.
Wow.
Yeah. Or at least none of the Offmere has seen them in generations. So who knows? Maybe
they're in their Western ways.
Maybe they moved to the Western ways. Maybe the dev team didn't want to make any more NPCs. I don't know about these things.
Well, those guys were not friendly anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Cool. Frogluck mistaken for a monster. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Hey, if you know anyone that's playing Rift, I think it'd be really cool if Online Gaming Radio got a Rift show going. That'd be cool. So if you know anyone who's playing Rift, wants to do a show, send them to onlinegamingradio.com. I'm sure we'll be more than happy to hook them up with their own show. There we go. No, I have to correct Domino. Domino's saying that the Ulthorc were always in the Western Wastes. No, wait, were they?
They were in the Eastern Wastes, guys.
Yeah, they were in Eastern Wastes over by Kale.
Not by Kale.
You sure?
As soon as you got off of the boat,
that's right,
the ice bridge with the dragon heads,
mm-hmm.
They were off to the right, up that way. Yeah. All those tusky guys.
Hmm.
You did a lot of the ring quest up, the quest for the Kuldane ring up there at one of the Kuldane little camps. There was Rygor's up there. There was the Tusker guys.
Right.
That's where they were at mostly.
Yeah.
That's where I remember hunting them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the edge of the landmass there, and it was a straight down drop. If you dropped, it was hell getting back up.
Yeah. Okay, and before we go here, I do want to promote new show starting tomorrow. the Sands of Sound, or the Sound, what is it, Sound of Sound or Sound of Sand? OnlineGamingRadio.com. It is the Sands of Sound with your DJ Amiri from the Moon Shadows here on the Antonia Vale server. First show is tomorrow. It's going to be mostly music-based, but he may have some commentary on things happening in EQ2, but it's mostly going to be music. And let's see, that is Sands of Sound with Amiri, OnlineGamingRadio.com, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And Amiri, I know you're listening right now. If, there's nothing else on the thing there, so just go as long as you want. There's nothing else on the schedule. So, play music to your heart's content.
I think that's a great name for a show. It'd be much, you know, so much better than the Sounds of Silence.
The what?
The Sounds of Silence. Can you imagine a show called The Sounds of Silence?
Well, that's the Jethel Silverwing show some nights.
Oh, God.
All right. I think we've had a good show this week.
You think so?
I think so. I think probably one of the better shows we've had in the last month. I mean, God, we've had nothing to talk about for a while, and today we had stuff. So, good show tonight, Open.
You're welcome. I want to go racing.
All right, good. You go ahead and go racing. I think that's it for tonight. I'm going to have this podcast up at Online Gaming Radio sometime tomorrow. Good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And now the ending shtick. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.